I'm Maria in my attic. And I'm a little hoarse. I'm excited. I've been having a wonderful time. I had to, somebody had to tell me to be quiet because I'm just talking. I said I got to speak today and I need to be quiet so I can still have a voice. First, I want to give honors to God and to the area, the CPRCNA, for somebody nominating me and asking me to come and speak at this workshop. I think I was asked for a couple of topics, but because I'm in service, I'm unable to do so. So this one, you know, I was trying to get out of it, but God is in charge, and I ain't running nothing. So here I am, you know, and I'm all right. Trying to do a woosah. You know, my topic is the healing process. Wow, and when they... When they gave me that topic, right, it was like, it was me. You know, we all, you know, I got to get my little cries out because I don't need one of my eyelashes to fall off. But I'm so overjoyed. I'm so overwhelmed. I had to go to the bathroom like two or three times, right? Just like a little girl in a candy store, like a, you know, got a little cute little new outfit on and I can't keep still. I got my hair done and, you know, but all of it for real is about the healing process, right? But even before I talk about the healing process, I need to talk about the pain. You understand? Because in order to heal, I need to be going through something. I just ain't get here and want to heal all of a sudden, right? So what I'm saying is, because religion talks about, it says that I need to identify. I need to share a clear message of hope so somebody out there can be able to identify where I'm at. You don't know me. I thank God for my sponsees, my sponsor, my DC family that's coming to support me. Thank you. I'm honored. My head ain't big. You know, I feel like the butterflies and all that going on because my spirit is humble. You understand what I'm saying? I don't feel like that I'm up here, oh yeah, I'm going to tear, yeah, but y'all know I'm going to tear it up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we do all that, you know. But for real, on the flip side, if you really know me, you know I'm shaking in my boots. I'm all nervous. I've been here for a couple of 24 hours, and I know it's only through the grace of God. You understand? I'm humble. My spirit on the inside is being clean. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm talking about, even before my spirit is being clean, I'm talking about been, to a place where I've been through a whole lot to get to the healing process. So I need to kind of like identify and tell you where I've been. I know they say when we walk in the door, we can identify. You know, we try not to not identify because we need to, I know your story when you walk the door. You do? Well, keep coming back because you don't know mine. How about this? But I ain't trying to, I'm single out like I'm different because we all more alike than different. You understand? But how we get here is different. You understand? So I'm talking about, in order for me to heal, my first step told me, I'm talking about being able to admit that who I am. I ain't even know who I was. I'm talking about coming here at 22 years old with an identity crisis. I'm talking about long before I even picked up, they told me that I had a disease. I'm talking about suffering from some stuff that I don't even know. I'm talking about childhood. You understand? I'm talking about, because a therapist, you know, if you go to therapy, it's okay. You know, the therapist will take you back. You understand? And when the therapist take you back, it don't have nothing to do with drugs. It says the disease is sitting in our thinking, and it don't have nothing to do with drugs, right? So I'm talking about being able to go back to childhood and kind of bring that stuff up, because right now at 50 is fabulous. Yeah. Right now at 50, you understand, some healing has to take place, right? But just like he said, in order for the healing to take place, I got to do some work. I got to be able to identify with the pain. You know, I'm talking about pushing past the pain in order to get the pleasure. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm talking about using and having an identity crisis and not knowing who I am and not knowing where I want to go, and because all I really want to do is be loved. All I really want you to do is like me. And if I don't be careful and I don't stay connected spiritually, I'll put myself right back there. Gonna say, even though I healed in some areas, because everything ain't healed all at once. That's why in the fourth step it talks about layers. And I say, we peel the layers. And I say, so like right now I'm like at another layer of trying to heal in this process. I'm talking about having an identity crisis and not knowing who I am, because all I wanted you to do is like me. You understand? All I wanted you to give me a hug, because I didn't give hugs in our family. You understand what I said? Hugs was unknown. So I'm talking about coming to a place where y'all loving on me until I learned how to love myself. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about, you know how like, y'all see I'm crying, right? But look, you know how like somebody walk up on you and you know you don't know whether to receive or to pull back, because all the hurt and all the damage that you can't see, right? Because for real, what you're really looking at is this. And this ain't nothing but the flesh. I'm talking about allowing God to come in on the inside for us to connect spiritually. You understand what I'm saying? Being able to connect with me and don't judge me because what you see. Because you don't know where I come from. You don't know what I've been through. You're only looking at what I look like. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm talking about suffering from identity crisis, being abandoned at an early age, mother not being there. Just to flip. Y'all remember all this, right? Because I'm going to tell you about the healing process and all that. Being on welfare, tricking so I couldn't trick no more. You understand? Learning how to trick. I didn't want to trick. I only tricked because crack told me to trick. That's what crack said. Crack said trick. You understand? Crack said, don't go home to your home. Stay out in the street. That's what it said. You understand? I'm talking about all the pain. I'm talking about having family, but not even feeling like I had family. You understand what I'm saying? Because I felt like I was by myself. I knew nothing about Narcotics Anonymous. I did not know nothing about this new way of life. You understand what I'm saying? Until one day, yeah, I saw a commercial. This is crack. This is your brain on crack. And I was trying to get one. And I was like, damn. You know, I couldn't eat that. I was trying to get one, y'all, for real. You know, but that television, that TV television commercial was like the way. It was the way for me, because I ain't know nothing about this. My clean day, June 21st, 1990. I have not found it necessary to use. You understand what I'm saying? So now, even coming in, because I got to tell you about my first 10 years, right? And what happened in the first 10 years, I was here. Oh, I was here, baby. Oh, yeah, I was here. Oh, I did 1, 2, and 3. Yes, I did. I was real cute. Honey, somebody saw me with my little outfit on. Honey, and they said, girl, you could be in a fashion show. I said, me? You understand? And what happened was, when I did 1, 2, and 3 was the maintenance steps, right? And with the maintenance step, it prepared me and it allowed me to build a foundation, right? I know how to go to meetings. I already made a decision not to use, that I did not want to use no more, no matter what. That wasn't even out yet, no matter what club. That wasn't even out yet. You understand? So, but I had already made a decision, no matter what, that I ain't want to use. Right? So what happened was, I was able to build my foundation, right? And my foundation was sturdy. My foundation had slabs and concrete. Y'all know about that permits and all that. Y'all, okay. It stood solid, right? And I was able to build. But at some point, I stopped. Because what happened in the second step talks about filling the void. And what the clothes did, it filled the void for me. You understand? What the hairdo did, it filled the void for me. With the eyelashes and all that did, it filled the void for me. I might wasn't passed around like the basket, you understand, like they was telling us, right? Let the newcomer live, right? But I was doing other things to fill the void. That's why it's very important for you to get a sponsor that has a working knowledge. Not to say they have a working knowledge. A working knowledge of the steps. Follow them. Call them. Text them. Tweet them. Whatever you want to do. You understand? Get in their hip pocket. The same stuff they was telling us back then, it still worked. It still worked. Go get your book. Don't read for 30 days. Hook up with your sponsor. And if you, you know when you need to do, you know when it's time to change. You understand? So, we started doing the work, right? The foundation, right? And so I stopped because I got cute. I was in the fancy shows. They was calling my name. Go read. Get it, read. Do that thing. I was at all the dances. Had all the new outfits. And all that stuff. And I'm talking about still feeling like I had this burning sensation on the inside. Right? And I'm talking about going to this meeting because I always want to duck and dog. I want to duck. I need to go and open discussion. Man, look, I need to go see what's going on. Who cheating on? Who doing it? And this lady who I love dearly and hold to my heart, right? Said, come on down here. What you look? Come on in here. This way to help, man. Yes, it is. And that was my predecessor. It's what she was telling me to save my life. She was telling me to come in here to the step meeting. That was it. They say the same thing. They're going to keep singing the same song. You keep coming back. You understand? So I took a chance. And I met this lady when I had 10 years. And that was the best decision I made in my life. When I started doing step work, I couldn't stop. Because it felt so good to go on the inside. It felt so good to tell people because I was ready to heal. And I'm talking about being here for 10 years and not doing no work. Not doing no work, and I'm right here real cute. You understand? You watch me when I go home, and I come in, I can hug and love y'all, but I can't love my family at home. Something wrong with that. Something is really wrong with that. You know? So I was able to, I said, God, help me. And he helped me, and he sent this lady, right? And this lady guided me on this journey, right? That I'm still riding on, man. And I just got a relationship with God. I was able to go on the fourth step without no fear. And I had some courage because I had 1, 2, and 3. And I surrendered. I surrendered on a deeper level. In 11, you understand? I'm talking about sought through prayer and meditation. And by time, I know I'm all the way to 11. I know what I'm doing now. Don't think I'm confused because I ain't confused. I was talking about the third step, then I jumped to the 11 because I went all the way right there, didn't I, y'all? You know, but because it's my right now story. It's my past, and I'm bringing it up to the healing process, right? So I was able to not only love God and trust God, but build a relationship with God. You understand? I needed him more than ever. Because all the stuff that I was doing wasn't working no more. The dances wasn't working no more. The sex wasn't working no more. Well, the clothes still work sometimes. Look, y'all, I was a bum. I was a bum on Minnesota Avenue, Washington, D.C. And I was took a licking, honey. And I didn't look like this, nor did I feel like this. Because what the healing did, it started to make me feel good about myself. Just a little bit. You understand? On welfare with 2 kids. You understand? Coming in here with 2 little kids. Anybody that know my story? She know my story. Yeah, with my 2 little kids, right? And I came in here. And I didn't care. I didn't ask nobody for no ride. I didn't do anything. I caught the bus. They had trash rats out back there. My eyelash gonna roll right on off. They had transfers, right? Right on, I was getting it. I was getting it with my kids, right? And I'm talking about being able to feel better, right? Being able to go into the fourth step and dig out that garbage, right? They say in the fourth step, you're going to open the door to the closet and you're going to walk in, right? But the hit is, this is the hit. I wasn't walking in by myself. As I already had God and my sponsor, right? I wasn't worried about nobody else. Then I was going to meetings where they was sharing the fourth step. And I don't know what they're doing now, but I'm going to tell you what they was doing back then. That fourth step ain't scary. It ain't scary at all. Because once I did 3 and I already developed and started building a relationship with him in 3, I started trusting him and I believed that he was going to change my life, right? But this is the hit, right? He wasn't going to do all the work by himself. I had to participate. So that means I have to come to meetings. I have to share all, like I talk about, well, sometimes y'all might not want to hear. You understand? But for real, at the end of the day, it really ain't about y'all. It's about me. It's about me saving my life. When I go smoke crack today, if I smoke crack, ain't none of y'all going with me. Ain't none of y'all going with me. You know what I'm saying? And so right now, the healing has begun. I did an eighth step. I did a ninth step. And that's where the healing starts to take place. Because sin removed me out of the way and I was no longer the victim. You understand what I'm saying? I was able to see the part that I played. I was able to put the names on the list and I was able to let it go. I was able to let it go and trust God. Because I already got him in 3. And he's going to carry me in 9 to 11. You understand what I'm saying? And I trusted him. And I'm telling you, things started to change. And I just did a 4th step before I got here, right? And I trust the process. I trust what God is doing in my life, man. I'm telling you, this right here is the bomb. This life is the bomb because right now I'm at 12, right? So now I'm carrying the message. I'm carrying the message. It ain't even about me no more, right? Let me tell you something. I didn't mention my mother. I told you I was abandoned, but the abandonment came from my mother, right? Let me tell you how God is. Well, you could, okay, I'm going to clean you up, right? And then you're going to help all these women through the steps, right? You're going to all these anniversaries, right? You're going to meet their family members, right? Help her. The mother that abandoned you. And never came back. Because of the work that I've done. Right, and I'm still in the healing process. Because sometimes, a lot of times, when I go over to that nursing home, right, and I go over there to help her, the disease playing my thinking. And they say, girl, don't you remember when she left you? Don't go see her today. She want a cigarette, don't buy her no cigarettes. She didn't even call me on my birthday. My birthday was March the 10th. She didn't even call me this year, and I was hurt. I was devastated. Well, Maria, it ain't about you. She has an illness. It's called alcohol. It's a disease of addiction. And the same way I wanted to try to help her, I gotta back up. And I gotta go into the 11th step. And I gotta pray and I gotta meditate. And I need to leave it alone. Because God is in charge. I'm doing, people say, well, why are you doing that? I said, I wasn't asked to do it, I was called to do it. That's the 12th step. Because it ain't about me, and I'm telling you, I hated my mother. And I looked just like her. And I wanted to be nothing like her. And I need to heal. I need to heal. And it's a process. Trust me. I didn't even go see her before I came. I didn't. I could tell the truth for myself. Because I'm still angry. I'm still angry. Because the little girl still was her mother. You understand what I'm saying? The healing process. This on tape, this real life. And I'm sharing this one. My kids walk through this process with me. And you could be the best mother and you could do all that you can do. All I could do is the best I can do. I'm telling you, I raised my sons. I raised my sons with no, they never seen me use. They ain't never seen me in their life. Because I'm baffling, right? So what am I going to say? But it's a part of the healing process. You understand what I'm saying? I made sure my sons had everything. It's like, you know, you try to make up for what my mother didn't do. I didn't want to raise my sons on welfare. I'm talking about me. You understand what I'm saying? And I tried it. I took my sons to meetings. And they say, keep coming back. And they say serenity prayer. And they hug and they love on everybody. You understand? Because they grew up in these rooms. You understand? And my son, my oldest son, is 28. In June, I had 28 years, right? And my baby, 26. They ain't never seen me touch nothing, right? And my son doing 27 years. Yeah. And I need to share that. And I need to heal. And I ain't ready. I ain't even accepted it. I ain't really accepted it. Because now I'm counting in my head. And now I need to heal through this. And it will be a process. So when my girl shared earlier, and talking about the little bit of time, I'm not going to say little bit, the time that she did, that she served, I just started crying. Because I'm like, wow, my son got 27 years. You understand? I'd be damn near 70. You understand? You know, and all I tried to do, my son right now in D.C., my ride up, jaw broke. I got to share this. I'm saying, there ain't nothing I could do. You understand? So you gotta be careful how you treat people. You don't know what people going through. I got a bomb network, man. I tell the truth. You understand? I love this life, man. I wouldn't give this life up for nothing in the world. You know, this network saved my life, man. It's now about giving it back. You know, helping somebody now that I help my sponsor. Next time, the therapist said, well, who helping you? I take care of everybody. She said, who take care of you? We losing a lot of people in this fellowship. And it's really not a joke. You know, my friend Patricia G, I love you. We just buried her about, 3 weeks ago. You know, we just losing people. She clean. On the 18th, she had, 12 years. Yay! Yes, I got to give a shout out. If we come in here, we meet family. You understand? Because I didn't, you know, somebody asked me the other day. I had a 12-step call, you know. And dude asked me, so you don't mess with nobody? Y'all know, y'all funny. So you don't have no friends that's drinking, that's not in the fellowship? I say, no, not for real. Because you better watch out. Because on my job, right, I've been on my job for 16 years. And now they think they can start inviting me to happy hour. Right? They think that not including me is going to hurt my feelings. And I tell them, oh, I'm okay. You don't have to invite me. Are y'all dancing? Because we could dance. But I ain't going around nowhere watching nobody drink. Even though drinking is not my drug of choice. But it doesn't matter. It's all inclusive. You understand what I'm saying? So, with 27 years, I'm not even going to play with it. I'm not even going to put myself in that position. Because the disease wants my life. It wants me dead. And if it don't get me smoking crack, it's going to get me in another way. Because it manifests. It's a manifestation. You know, all areas. So I'm not even going to play. I don't go around places. I don't go where they smoke weed. That's not what I want to do. You know, so I'm just, you know, I'm overjoyed. Man, I'm still involved. I'm in service here. I'm on entertainment. I have a sponsor that's working all of the steps. I'm the first one in step study group. I have all my books, all my pens. I ain't playing. We be eating real good. You understand? We have a wonderful time because I don't play with this thing because it talks about complacency in the other literature, right? And I don't want to put myself in that position where I get complacent and get comfortable because I got mad, right? And this is the healing part. I got mad at somebody in the fellowship because I was really getting sick of the people in the fellowship. I really was because it was a whole lot of gossip and a whole lot of say yay, nay and all that. And I allowed myself to get sick and I got caught up in it. And I got sick with the garbage and the mess. And I had to tell my sponsors that I need to pull back from guiding them through the steps and I need to work on me. Because I didn't even know what to do. I didn't know how to act. I couldn't say no to the gossip. But they say, boy, what you doing? And I'm like, what? Yeah. Who is that? Where he at? What? And I'm in it. I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want that in my life. So I was able to pull back and start working on me and doing what I need to do for myself. And I'm back. I'm back. We fall off. You understand? But what I do when I fall down, I talk about the problem. And I talk about the problem, I get straight to the solution. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to stay here. You understand? And I said, wow, you know, in 2 more years, I have 30 years. I know I'm already right there. Ain't that something? I'm like already there. I'm like, 2 more years. But right now, just for today, I got 27 years. You can do it. They told me I wasn't going to stay. But I'm still here. I'm still in service. I'm still involved. I go to meetings every day. I have a home group. I do step work with my sponsors. My sponsors, man, I'm just loving this life. I'm married, man. My kids are growing. They're doing what they need to do. Man, I'm out the way, man. God is good. My name is Maria. My addict. Thanks for letting me share.